This week, the Criminal Podcast tells the story of how a juvenile detention center breathed life into a dying Mississippi town, and also how it became the most violent prison in the state. Phoebe Judge hosts Criminal, which is recorded here at WUNC. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Will.
Tell me about Walnut Grove, Mississippi.
Walnut Grove is a very small town, about an hour away from Jackson, Mississippi, the capital. And it's a town that has always had some economic problems, but was buoyed by the manufacturing industry. But then those factories started to close up, and so people were left wondering what were they going to do without having to drive an hour away to find a job. And then in 2001, the state decided to build a juvenile detention facility in the town of Walnut Grove, which had great consequences.
But I would imagine that there are some residents who were not happy about that.
Of course, you know, one might not want a prison in their backyards, but what happened with this prison is that it created hundreds of new jobs. I mean, it was just this complete influx of money into the community.
And you look at all of the things that a lot of small towns would be envious of. You know, that beautiful new library, that fire station there, a nice city hall. And a lot of that is because of money generated from the prison.
And it wasn't the state that was running the prison. It was a private corporation that the state had hired to run the prison.
And what was the new prison like?
The prison opened with 350 youth offenders. These are some of the most violent youth offenders in the state of Mississippi at the time. These are youth who had been tried as adults. And over that first decade that the prison opened, the population tripled. They were just bringing more and more offenders in. And the problem happened when the corporation that was running the prison didn't follow the same standards that were recommended for the number of guards for the number of prisons. So at one point you had one guard for every 60 inmates, where it's supposed to be a 1-to-8 ratio.
And as it got more crowded, what were conditions like there?
Conditions were horrible. Education services that were supposed to be provided were not being provided. Healthcare was very hard to come by. Drugs became rampant. There were reports of guards raping teenage inmates, sanctioned fighting, kind of gladiator-like style fights where the guards were betting on these fights. Riots were happening. It was a complete nightmare.
You actually spoke to a father of an inmate who was injured in one of those riots at Walnut Grove. Can you tell us about him?
Michael McIntosh went to try to visit his son. They said, "Your son is not here." He had no idea where his son was. He spent 6 weeks looking for his son, calling Department of Corrections, looking in hospitals all over the state. He eventually found his son, who had been in a fight that was so horrible that he was unconscious and had terrible injuries.
My son had a few stab wounds. He had stitches. They were more concerned about his brain injury. Because they said it was very severe. That's why even when he was in hospital, they told me not to hold him because he was in some bad condition. No use of the right arm, no use of the right leg. It was nerve-wracking, you know, to sit there and knowing I was helpless and couldn't do nothing about it.
You can hear more about operations at Walnut Grove, the federal investigation that brought it to light, and what's next for private prisons on this week's Criminal Podcast. It's recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge is the host. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Happy to do it.